Hello, listeners. We want to share with you yet another favorite stories podcast of ours. Fairies and dragons, ponies and knights. They are also members of Kids Listen, which is an awesome nonprofit organization we are members of. It was created to champion high-quality podcasts for kids and families. Just like our show,
The Adventures of Power Dog in Dogland!
Fairies and Dragons, Ponies and Knights is a serial adventure story with really delightful characters that make new friends and discoveries and get through really difficult situations with awesome, super funny teamwork and strong mindfulness superpowers. Listen to this.
In the beginning, everyone was nice. But over time, so slowly that no one could say when it started, the fairies and the ponies got mean. Rumors spread across the land that they were to blame for various things gone wrong, things gone missing. And before you knew it, it was common knowledge that the fairies and ponies were bad. Beatrice knew this better than anyone because, although she couldn't prove it yet, she knew that the fairies and ponies had stolen her egg. And stealing a dragon's egg, in Beatrice's opinion, was going too far. But to confront them, she would need the help of a knight. To find out what happens next, please subscribe to Fairies and Dragons, Ponies and Knights on your favorite podcast player.
Okay, get this. They are also launching their second season really soon. Yeah. How excited are you? Super excited.
Once there was a spider, the bone-eyed spider, and he wanted to take over the world. But he couldn't, because the world was protected by the Dragon Star, the most powerful dragon, who maintained balance for all living creatures. However, the bone-eyed spider was a trickster, and he wove a web made of gold and told the Dragon Star that if he could break through it, he could keep the golden web. The Dragon Star feared nothing and wanted the gold, so he flew right into the web, expecting to tear through it easily, but the web held. The harder he struggled, the harder it gripped him. All the while, the spider was slowly wrapping him in golden silk until he was nothing but a giant golden cocoon. The bone-eyed spider had won and could now do what it pleased in the world, while the dragon sat in the spider's web as a trophy and a reminder of how powerful the spider truly was. But what the spider didn't know is that the Dragon Star had an egg. An egg that held the next Dragon Star, destined to be stronger and wiser than its parent, destined to restore the balance that had been lost. But for now, it was nothing. It was just an egg.
Wait, asked Edwin. So are you saying our missing egg is the next Dragon Star?
Maybe, answered Tom. If the story is real, I guess it could be about your egg. But the thing is, you never know about stories.
Season 2 of Fairies and Dragons, Ponies and Knights begins in February. Follow on your favorite podcast player or get the story sooner by watching the live Zoom show. For tickets and coloring pages, visit dirtroadtheater.com/fadpack.
If I remember things right, you and I were really on the edge of our seats when they ended Season 1 with kind of a cliffhanger.
Yeah!
If our listeners haven't listened to Season 1, they need to do that, like, ASAP, right? As soon as possible.
Possible. We're
saying you gotta finish! So, like, they should just listen to Fairies and Dragons, Ponies and Knights on the way to school, on the way home to school, on the way to stuff, on the way home from stuff.
Oh, also, Fairies and Dragons, Ponies and Knights actually is aka Fad Pack.
Who's your favorite character in Fad Pack?
Smudge.
Smudgy. I knew it. I knew you were going to say Smudge because he's the most daring.
Yeah.
What do you think about the bone-eyed spider?
The Bone-Eyed Spider.
That's a good idea for a creepy spider, huh?
Yeah. So, like, in the golden web, and it's trying to destroy? Take over the world.
Something, yeah. How intrigued are you? I'm so intrigued. Can't wait. Positively jazzed. All right. The host and storyteller, Marin Langton Spillane, is also a mom, and her whole family helps make the show. You love that, right? The kids make a bunch of the noises. And it's also a theater production. They produce it first for the stage and on Zoom, then they release the podcast episodes a week later. And the family has also teamed up with these amazing artists that they're friends with to make free coloring pages. We will link to their website in our show notes, and y'all should check it out. Hank and Phoebe, over and out.
Oh!